commanding Land's End, you support England's first and last house, and you are the guardian of even the small field mouse. Land's End, you have survived some mighty winter storms, but in the summer, your summit is so inviting and warm. The Atlantic Ocean's merciless waves and turbulent swell tumbles over well-weathered rocks, creating a sea spray, nearly reaching the visitor attraction's clock. The rocky clefts on which the limpets, starfish and seaweed desperately cling have probably endured a lifetime's everything. On the steep cliffs, delightful choughs and seagulls are seen to have great fun. Nearby nestle the cowslips, sea pinks and trefoils in the midday sun. The rugged beauty and magnificent Longships Lighthouse is there for all to enjoy. Wouldn't it be a good idea, an artist to employ? Entombed in the Celtic Sea nearby is the lost land of legend and myth, Lyoness, a land on which I like to constantly reminisce. Dear city, some say you sunk to the ocean's bottom, down out of sight, while others remark that you are out there still shining bright. The Olympic 2012 torch has started out on its long journey from the distinctive Land's End finger posts, carried by proud runners to all corners of the UK, before reaching London City, the host. Cornwall sends its love and best wishes to the capital and Lord Coe for a memorable Games. Let's hope the famous gold, silver and bronze medals will be inscribed with many British names.